Okay, here we are, Taiwan special. Again, these are streaming live on Twitch. They should be available about 2 weeks. Jesse.coffee has recent Twitch stuff, so if you want to see me sitting here jabbering away in front of the screen. If you're a developer and you want to pull this down and clip me out and take something that I say, you're welcome to. These are free. I'm going to do a short... Yes, I record these in advance in one sitting for the week. All right, elections coming. The current state of politics. What are my thoughts on everything right now? What are my thoughts? Okay. I already voted with my absentee ballot. I did. It's a video on YouTube. It was like 30 minutes long. Where I did the whole vote thing. And I went and read. There were, I think, some proposals on there. I went and read through them and talked about my thoughts about them. One of them I was very concerned about, actually. I don't know why I'm phlegming up. It's been a long day, folks. I've been going since 5 a.m. and my voice is absolutely failing. I went and did my absentee ballot. The thing was, I mailed the ballot back to the States, and it might not have arrived yet. This is Monday, and it might not have arrived yet. We'll see. All right, so that's a thing. Now, I'm over here in Taiwan, and I'm watching... I'm watching all of this political stuff happen with different countries. The United States is having its little miniature spat with China, that sort of thing. I'm watching all this, and I genuinely believe we could be looking at a war, a small, short-lived war, well, maybe a conflict between the United States and China. I suppose there could be a declaration of war, but I don't know if it'll go that far. I think China could attack Taiwan, and I'm here. I'm not leaving. I would be delightfully surprised if it does not happen. Few things would thrill me more. But make no mistake, I really think that's coming, and I'm choosing to stay here in Taiwan. All right. Well, one of the reasons I think this is going to happen is because, first of all, I'm not so sure that Obama would have let China get big and that Trump is going to stop that. I think that you've got CIA and Pentagon folk working behind the scenes saying, okay, this works good here, that works good there. And they want things to continue to fly and go and roll and work in that direction and in that manner. I think that there is some grand strategy going on in other higher levels in the United States. But I think that Trump, for whatever reason, his policy and grand strategy behind him, however that works, if China continues to grow, they're going to just get worse and worse. They're not going to become a nice, soft, cute, cuddly, adorable, friendly China if they get bigger. And a lot of people have seen that. A lot of people have been saying that. Obama was a giant nothing burger. He would just do nothing. Look what happened with Adam Warmbier. And Trump becomes president and gets Adam back just before he dies in North Korea. This college kid was in North Korea and got stuck there. Trump takes action and gets stuff done. Obama wasn't doing that. He had a lot of reasons why, and a lot of philosophy, a lot of talk, a lot of excuses, and then nothing would happen. Trump goes out there and does like what I talked about in the point this week. It's like, you got to push. You can be sweet and charming, but you got to push. And pushing makes a mess and it makes dust and that stuff. You've got to push. And Trump will push. And if China continues to get bigger and bigger without someone pushing, they're going to keep bullying more and more people. China has it in their mind, in their mindset, their thinking is that they must reclaim all territories and I suppose you could say governments that they ever claimed ever at any one time in history. And until they do that, their problems aren't going to go away. They really believe that the reason their air is dirty is because they don't control more land. They think that there are too many member states in the United Nations, and they need to annex some of those nations, and those nations become Chinese and one nation, and those nations no longer be in the UN, but they're under China. And that will make the air in China cleaner. China really believes this. They believe that the Western media is an attack on what's inside China. And the same answer. By taking over Taiwan, the Western press will no longer be able to hurt people inside of China by spreading truth that's disrespectful. And how dare we say disrespectful stuff? It doesn't matter if it's true or not. It just can't be disrespectful. And so, like, that's what their thinking is. So I don't think China's going to stop this. A lot of people don't. And I think that the Pentagon and CIA, you know, intelligence, I suppose, have this figured out that China needs to be stopped before they get too big. And I believe that Trump is willing to stop them. If China busts a move, Trump will act. And there's one other thing. I know when the U.S. is trying to provoke someone. And I think that that's happening. I genuinely believe that the United States is trying to provoke China. Now, arguably, it's justified. There's an argument for that. But I don't think the United States is just sitting there going, I wonder what China's going to do next. No. The United States keeps making statements that irritate China. And, you know, Trump's got this vague, oh, I don't know what's going to happen, you know, with us and trade and stuff. He's got that thing going on. There's a lot of vagueness here, and there's a lot of complex mind game stuff going on. But ultimately, the U.S. is trying to provoke China. So I think that we've got this situation here coming where we've got on November 17, the United States is supposed to have this big sale by. They're going to have a whole, like a large group. It's going to be a large battle group that's going to be going right past those man-made islands that China has. And there, the purpose of going past them is to say, these are not your islands. You can't just put a new island in the middle of the ocean and then say that the water around it belongs to your country and then fly your flag over it and then start inspecting ships that get close. You can't do that. Islands and lands and whose water belongs to who is something that's decided by all the countries together. You don't just go out and claim a piece of ocean that you want to claim and then say that that's your country's territory and then now you're expanding your sovereignty that way. Not going to happen. You can't take land from someone else's country and you can't take water that's international and make it your own. Can't do it. And they call that freedom of navigation exercise. This is what's called freedom of navigation. So they're going to be doing this huge sale by, you know, the more the U.S. does this, the more they're getting close to provoking an incident. All it takes is one little stray bullet to hit an airplane and boom, we're in a war. All it takes is one little error. And the United States keeps doing more and more of these so-called freedom of navigation exercises just to go in and prove that you don't own this. And that's creating more and more opportunities where something can go wrong. And by doing it more and more, China's more and more irritated and more likely to react and make something happen that creates a big, fat, hairy mess. So while the election's going on in America, and you know, by the way, I should talk about the election in a moment. But while the election's going on in America, I'm over here in Asia watching this escalation happen. And I'll tell you, I'm so glad Trump is in office, because if he wasn't, if China was expanding, they might have invaded Taiwan anyway. See, over here, Taiwan has their elections coming. And the premier of Taiwan was at one time the mayor of the city where I live. And this new president and the even newer premier, it's an appointed position. A premier is like a super secretary. And imagine that the cabinet could, imagine if the department of, you know, the secretary of state and the secretary of defense and all those guys could get together and they could introduce a law. And then Congress has to argue about it. And then no matter what Congress does, it can maybe become a law anyway. Like, that's the legislative process in Taiwan. And all those, you know, typically in America, the president is the leader of the cabinet and the secretaries of whatnot. But in Taiwan, the leader of those different departments is a different person, also appointed, and that's the premier. And he was my mayor. And I know how he works. He was really amazing. He was incredibly popular just because he would not accept any bribe money. He had like 70% popularity. It was unheard of in Taiwan, unheard of in many countries for any Democratic politician to be that popular. So Mayor Lai, William Lai is his English name. His Chinese name is Lai Qingde. So he is, okay, you want to know what premier is in Chinese? The premier is Xin Zheng Yanzang, and he's the leader of the executive branch, which is Xin Zheng Yan. And he was the mayor, which would be Si Zhang. So there's your fix of Chinese. So Lai Qingde, 现在他是 Xin Zheng Yanzang. So William Lai is now the premier of Taiwan, and both he and the president who appointed him are arguing kind of more or less in favor of Taiwanese independence. China said, if Taiwan declares independence, then we invade. And so now Trump is backing them, but whoever was in office in America, Taiwan would be saying the same things. So we could be looking at China invading, but I am confident with Trump there that it's going to be okay if China does. If China invades Taiwan now, then the U.S. goes to war with China and sinks their navy, puts their navy down at the bottom of the ocean, and tells China to pack up and go home. The U.K. probably takes advantage of the situation. This is just my guess. The U.K. would probably take advantage of the situation and say, oh, Hong Kong, China's been breaking the rules about not meddling in Hong Kong. We're just going to take that back. You guys broke the we gave you Hong Kong on the condition that you wouldn't mess with it. You've been messing with it. Oh, and by the way, you just lost a war to the United States, so you can't tell us no. We can do whatever we want. So you broke the rules. Agreement's off. We're taking Hong Kong back, and you can no longer stop us because you got in a stupid war with America, and they beat you. Like, that's coming. So I see a lot of stuff like that happening. And if that happens, I'm going to be fine. But if China were to invade Taiwan and take control of it, I could have big problems. Now, either way, I want to be here at the front because I want to know what's going on. I mean, I want to get into politics in America later on in the future, but I want to know what's going on in Taiwan and the rest of the world first. That's very important. We have too many leaders that don't understand. They just don't understand what's going on in other countries. So, while at the same time, I'm very involved in Taiwan, you know, the podcast, which went out yesterday, I talked about computer code. I know a variety of things. I've been preparing myself for politics, and being in Taiwan is one of those things. I just think it's about being responsible. So this is what's going on over here in Asia, and this is why I'm comfortable staying here. Now, about the election, and this is going on Tuesday. So about the election that's coming up, I really think that the Republicans, and I mentioned this in the Times, I really think the Republicans could gain. It looks that way. It looks like the Republicans will gain. I'm not betting that they will. I'm saying it looks like they will. And if the Republicans don't gain, then I think it would have been because of election meddling. There's something about George Soros owns the company that makes electronic voting machines. I don't know how true that is. And I don't know that means that he would do meddling, but someone that's so actively partisan maybe shouldn't be doing that. There could be some conflict of interest stuff. And I think that, I don't know. See, you know, okay, you know these packages that got mailed, right? Okay, well, what do I think about that? I think that Soros and the gang, he had a whole bunch of other people that were giving large amounts of money to Democratic causes. And there are questions about whether Soros was funding this caravan. So I think that the people that have been funding these rent-a-mobs, they get all these dud bombs. They could have been real bombs. They could have been, but they weren't. As I said in the Times, it was a shot across the bow of some kind. Of a shot of what? I don't know. But I do think it was some kind of a shot across the bow. I think that Soros and the gang have realized that they're not as invincible as they thought they were. And I also think that Soros and the gang realize that if they do election meddling and if they cause this election to tip in Democrat favor, then there's going to be an investigation into the Soros election machines, if that's even true. I'm not even sure if it is, but let's just say. So I think that they might be calling off, if there is, it's Soros or whomever, maybe it's someone else, but if there is any election meddling, I think that the people that would be involved in that, this crazy guy bomber dude, I think that he succeeded in scaring any election meddlers, any election tamperers, into saying, you know, we're not that invincible. And if some crazy bomber guy can find us, then the FBI surely can. So we're going to call off our election meddling. I wonder if something like that went on. See, a lot of people are still trying to figure out what in the world was going on with that bomber. Well, I'm still not going to tell you everything that I think about that bomber. But I think he was crazy, and I think that a purpose was served. So I think that election meddling is being called off. I think it probably should be anyway. In fact, I honestly just thought of that now. I think the election could go in Republican favor. So this was the election, and I'm over here in Asia, and those are my thoughts on the election. I might call this, and so the future Wednesday and Thursday Taiwan specials, if I do them. You can consider this extra long. If I do them, I'll probably record separately, and I'm going to just call it a night. Thank you very much for listening. Talk to you again soon.